The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jill, so excited to have this guy joining us on the show because, I mean, you watched his love journey late last year.
Oh, yeah.
You were absolutely hooked.
Yep. Didn't miss an episode. Loved watching the romance blossom on the big screen. Got to say a big good morning to Matty J. How are you?
G'day, guys. How you going?
We're doing very well.
We're doing pretty well. Here it's a little bit chilly in Sydney for you today up there.
I know. I'm a bit of a girl when it comes to cold weather. And I saw the temperature gauge. It was about 9 degrees.
Yeah.
I know, compared to Ballarat, is lovely and warm.
Yeah, it is.
I'm complaining because I'm not going to get much sympathy from you guys.
No.
9 degrees is about the best we could hope for today. So we watched your journey on The Bachelor last year, fall in love with Laura, of course, and the show ended with you, I guess, selecting Laura as your bachelorette. How are things all going? You guys still going great?
Things are pretty good. We are about to move in together, so she's gonna move into my place in about 4 weeks' time. So I'm currently prepping the bachelor apartment.
This is awesome.
A bit more female friendly.
What kind of changes are you having to make to the batch pad to
just
make
clean
it more
up?
Friendly?
The other weekend, I thought, you know what this place needs is a bit of greenery. So I went to the nursery and I spent about $300 on plants.
Good. All I can say is, Maddie, that's a good move. The other thing you should probably hire is some sort of industrial cleaner before she gets in.
Yeah, I've had a cleaner come the last couple of days. It's been a bit of a state, but I'll get a rug, and then once the rug is in place, the job is done, and we're ready to go.
That's all it takes. You're ticking every box. You've done wonderfully.
I've got the rug. Are we going to see this sort of transformation of your apartment as a special on Channel 10 as well?
It'd be a great segment for the living room.
Because I was going to say, you know, they did that for Tim Robards when Anna was moving in.
I've had to do this by myself and by my own plan.
What?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
This is ripped off.
Where's
Don't
the
they know this is what the public wants?
Matty, you have had a huge 12 months, of course, being on The Bachelor, and now you are on The Living Room. You've just been nominated for Most Popular New Presenter for your work on The Living Room, which is absolutely huge. How did that feel?
It's so surreal, you know. I honestly never in a million years thought I would be going to the Logies in 2018, nominated for an award. It's so bloody surreal. But at the same time, I'm so excited. I couldn't have asked for a better run into the TV world.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a little bit crazy, you know, because you didn't really campaign to be nominated for this most popular presenter, but you know your old mate Osha had been campaigning for about 4 years to be nominated for a Logie, any Logie. He just wants to take a Logie home, and he didn't even get the cut for the nomination this year.
I know. It's one of those hard things, isn't it, where you kind of want to put it out there and ask the people to give you a vote, but at the same time, you don't want to do it too much. But then when voting reopened on Monday, just the other day, I thought, you know what, I've saved it all until that last week. So I launched the It's Time Matty J Logie campaign with a little video, which is me putting it all out on a line and hoping that I can get some love from the Australian public.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Osha's got your vote. I mean, hopefully he'll put those hard feelings behind him.
He hasn't messaged just yet.
Oh no, he's still sore.
He's harboring a bit of negative.
I'm sure he'll come around by Sunday.
So is Laura going to be coming along to the Logies with you?
Yeah, she is.
Fabulous.
She is my official date, as much as my mum would like me to bring her along. But Laura got the nod in the end.
Awesome.
Nice.
Wonderful. And, of course, must be very exciting being the thrill-seeking travel reporter on The Living Room. Like, is there any thrill that you wouldn't agree to do?
There are two things that I dislike in this world.
Yep.
One is singing.
Okay.
And the second would be dancing. So if there was a segment which required me to sing and dance and do anything that was like Hugh Jackman-esque,
yep,
that would be an absolute night. I'd rather hang out with scorpions and snakes and eat like pigs intestines than sing and dance on TV.
So cool. The biggest thrill for you is getting caught out at karaoke night and having to get up on stage.
That's what gives me nightmares.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Nothing worse.
Well, you're going to love the upcoming episode that they've got planned for the living room where they send you to India so you can learn some Bollywood dancing. That's going to be epic.
Well, you've got our vote.
You definitely have our vote.
As a Logie-nominated, most popular new presenter. If people want to vote for you, they can jump on tvweeklogieawards.com.au. Voting is now open through until the telecast of the red carpet event this Sunday. Maddie J, we've got to say a huge congratulations for the last year and best of luck at the Logie.
Good luck, yeah.
Thanks so much, guys. Hey, sending warm thoughts to Ballarat.
Thanks, we appreciate that.
Thanks, Maddie.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.